The Mission Board of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America is pleased to present this short video of the ministries we are involved in. God has given us the privilege of laboring together with Him in Jamaica, Kenya, Liberia, Mexico City, and the Czech Republic. The Scripture tells us, to those who have been given much, much will be required. May the Lord help us to serve Him and use our resources for the honor of His name and the extension of His kingdom. The work in Jamaica started in 1989 as an outreach of Toronto Free Presbyterian Church and is now under the direction of the Mission Board. It was the burden of Mr. Ted Lee, a businessman and member of the Toronto Church, who funded a radio broadcast that covered the whole island. That paved the way for a native Jamaican woman who attended the Toronto Church to see the children in the small village of Little London taught in the ways of the Lord. Before any structure was built, the boys and girls met under a ginup tree in the front yard of her family property. The tree is still standing, and now a new generation of children play under its shade. Several missionaries and pastors have invested their time and effort over the years in building the work. By far the greatest influence and progress was done under the ministry of Reverend Paul Fitzsimons. The men now in charge of the church all testify that their personal spiritual growth was largely due to the preaching, teaching, and life of Paul and Pamela. The mission commenced as Let the Bible Speak, but now bears the name of the Free Presbyterian Church of Little London. The church has grown to around 50 attenders with an active children's meeting on Friday night. The men in charge now, and responsible for the preaching, pastoral duties, and upkeep of the building, have grown up through the Sunday school youth group and are now appointed deacons. Mr. Richard Craig is the head deacon. He is married to Renee and they have two children. Mr. Andre Lyons is a school teacher. These men share the task of preaching along with Mr. Randy Gunnings, who manages the bookstore. Randy is married to Jillian and they have three children. The congregation suffered a devastating loss when Mr. Brian Morris was brutally murdered on June 29, 2012, while on duty as a security guard supervisor. His absence is still felt by the little church. Please pray for his wife Lorraine and her three children who have moved to Toronto to start a new life. The work among the children is still as vital as ever. Please pray that another generation will be raised to serve God and make a difference in their own land. There are regular opportunities to visit local schools and bring the Word of God to boys and girls in morning assemblies.
It is good to be with you once again, boys and girls. And we are here for a special reason, to share with you God's precious Word.
Please pray for the men as they share Christ with the community in this way and also minister to teachers and principals. One important outreach is Let the Bible Speak bookstore, managed by Mr. Randy Gunnings. This store provides a unique opportunity to witness to people from all walks of life. Located near a local high school, the students often stop by for photocopies or to make use of the internet cafe and receive free gospel literature. Please pray that Randy will oversee the store wisely and have many opportunities to witness for Christ. The Kenyan coat of arms bears the word harambe, which means a call to pull together. Putting the spirit of harambe into practice means pulling ideas, energy, and resources together for community development. When we think of this in a mission context, we must all pull together for the cause of Christ and His gospel. Kathy Walker commenced her work in Kenya in 2006 and is now in her third term of service. She is involved in the music ministry of BCFC in Kapenguria, and she sends these greetings in this report. I am thankful for the encouragement of the Lord's people during my time in furlough in 2013 and for the privilege to continue laboring with the team here in Kenya. The music ministry continues with the church choirs progressing in the Kitale and Menangi classical sessions. We have begun preparations to produce a CD for our church choirs, learning some new hymns as well as practicing those already familiar to our people. In the coming months, we will be organizing special practices for this purpose. Please pray that the CD will be a blessing to our BCFC churches, as well as to the greater community, as we plan to offer it for sale in our bookshops. The school choirs continue to be assisted by teacher Nixon Anioni and secondary student Naomi Kalangit. There are two primary choirs and one secondary choir, as well as chime and recorder choirs. Continue to pray that our young people would not only love to sing, as indeed they do, but would also know and love the Lord they sing about. The bookshop staff is so very grateful for the numerous donations from Ulster and North America received already this year in our shops in Catali and Macatano. The Lord continues to provide. Pray for our staff as they serve the Lord in this ministry. Much is involved in the day-to-day running of the shop, but most of all, we long for opportunities to minister to individuals as they enter our doors. Pray also for the Lord's direction regarding the expansion of our bookshops into other areas. Currently, we are exploring possibilities in the Kakamega area. We especially covet your prayers as we present the truths of God's Word in the Christian Academy during devotion times and Bible classes, and also in the various children's work opportunities such as Sunday School Prize Days and Neighborhood Outreach. The number of Gate children who come to recite memory verses has now gone over 100. A few have begun to attend the BCFC Bendera Sunday School. Pray that even more will desire to come and be taught about the Savior, and that many young lives will be brought from darkness into light. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Thank you for laboring together with us through your prayers and support. The Republic of Liberia is located on the west coast of Africa and encompasses 112,000 square kilometers. It's home to 4.5 million people, and Monrovia is the capital. From around 1800 in the United States, abolitionists discussed setting up a colony in Africa for freed African-American slaves. The first ship, the Mayflower of Liberia, departed New York on February the 6th, 1820, for West Africa with 86 settlers. The American Colonization Society developed the first settlement, which would be known as Liberia. The coat of arms displays the love of liberty brought us here. Through God's providence, a door was opened for the Mission Board of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America to establish a work in this needy land. Much of the last 2 years' work in Liberia has been taken up with trying to establish a mission compound in Dwazon for our missionaries, Reverend David DeCanio and Miss Joanne Greer. The goal has been to provide for them a place to stay while they do the work of the ministry. After purchasing property, we started with digging the foundation for Reverend DeCanio's house. The house has now been completed, along with a protective wall surrounding the area. A one-bedroom apartment has also been added to a storage building for Joanne's temporary living quarters. There is no public electricity in the area, so at great expense, diesel generators provide for this need. Last summer, thieves broke into Reverend DeCanio's home and threatened his life. Before continuing our project, the Mission Board felt it necessary to increase security measures at the compound. The walls were made higher and topped with razor wire. The bars and the windows were reinforced. A security tower was built, and a security firm was hired to protect the area. A kennel was made to house guard dogs, which patrol the area and stay with our missionaries. Having completed these protective measures, the builders have started laboring again on the second home. Foundation and walls have gone up, but there is still the need for additional funds to complete this home. We could not have brought the mission compound this far without the generous support of the Ulster and North American churches. We greatly appreciate all the gifts of God's people. Please continue to pray for Reverend DeCanio, who besides preaching and training our men, has the full responsibility of overseeing the work of the compound. Remember as well Joanne Greer's labor with the children and women. She has weekly Bible clubs with about 20 to 25 children at each of the two Painesville churches. Over 200 children came to each VBS she had at these locations. Her desire is to expand her work to include the children in the congregation at Riversess. Efforts through the congregations, radio, bookstore, and personal witness are trying to reach the masses deluded by the evil one. Pray for the success of the gospel witness in Liberia. Mexico City is the political, economic, and social hub of Mexico and the largest metropolitan area in the Western Hemisphere. During the Aztec period, the city, then Mexico Tenochtitlan, was initially built over a lake. An artificial island was made by dumping soil into the lagoon. Later, the Spaniards erected a second city atop the ruins. Today, Mexico's cathedral is sinking at a rate of 15 to 20 inches per year. Mexico City, with its high-rise buildings, narrow streets, and incessant traffic, has a population of over 20 million. An additional 5 million come into the city each day to work, making a busy place even busier. The predominant religion is Roman Catholicism, and while many are not as devout as in the past, there is ample evidence of the continuing power and influence of the Roman Church. Festivals devoted to the saints are commonplace, and religious services are held on a daily basis. However ornate and lavish, the buildings cannot mask the attendant poverty and hopelessness that often follows false religion. Although dominated by Romanism, God has been pleased to raise up faithful missionaries to take the gospel to this needy city. Free Presbyterian workers Jason and Danielle Boyle have labored in Mexico for 2 years and rejoice in the evident tokens of the Lord's blessing. Regular services are conducted each Lord's Day, with a prayer meeting being held on Wednesday. Jason has additional opportunities to speak at a small Christian school and to conduct marriage classes for couples who attend the church. Along with these regular services, Jason and Danielle engage in personal work, seeking to strengthen believers in the things of God. The faithful and careful teaching of the Lord's Word has borne spiritual fruit, with many in the congregation showing signs of growing in grace. The liberating message of the gospel of Christ stands in stark contrast to the impossible message of human works that is so common in Mexico City. In recent times, contact has been made with like-minded missionaries from Veracruz who are in a pioneering work among the Aztec people. Much prayer is needed for our ministries, and as God's work continues, we are confident that the Lord has many people there, and therefore we must continue to preach the word in season and out of season. The Czech Republic is located in Central Europe and is bordered by Germany, Poland, Austria, and Slovakia. The capital is Prague, with its beautiful architecture and famous bridges. Known as Bohemia in the past, this was the home of the reformer Jan Hus. In August 2008, Milos and Martina Schultz, members of Toronto FPC, and their family returned to their native Czech Republic to commence a separated witness under the banner of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. The Lord led them to the city of Liberec, about an hour north of Prague. In spite of the hardness of pioneering a work for God, they have had encouragements in the edification of believers and in recent conversions. They meet in rented accommodations every Lord's Day, with the worship and preaching in the Czech language. The Lord provided a home for them just 10 minutes from Liberec, where they have many teaching and fellowship meetings. A major part of Milos's ministry has been in the University of Liberec, where he has worked teaching English since 2008. While this has helped their income, it has been a far greater blessing in witnessing to students about their need of Christ. These young adults are curious to find out why a man would leave the security and opportunity of Canada to return to a land still reeling from the effects of communism and steeped in atheism. Here God provided many opportunities to bring the gospel, and many have visited the Sunday services. One of the first students in 2008, Pavlina, who had moved away for several years to study, recently returned and professed faith in Christ. Another great encouragement was the salvation of a cardiologist, Dr. Jane Linhart, who continues to grow in grace and service for the Lord. Pray that God will continue to bless this work and supply the need as Brother Schultz leaves the university to devote himself to the completion of his theological studies. In closing, Dr. Mark Allison remarks, "As chairman of the North American Mission Board, I would like to thank all the brethren from both sides of the Atlantic Ocean for their prayers and support of our missionary endeavors. Truly, the work is dependent upon your help. Please continue to bring these fields of harvest before the throne of grace in prayer."